Hello, this is Ramesh Ruben. I'm a professional trainer and a consultant in accounting, auditing, and risk management. Under MFRS 15, an entity shall recognize revenue when the entity satisfies a performance obligation by transferring a promised good or a service to a customer. An asset is transferred when the customer obtains control of that asset. For each performance obligation identified, an entity shall determine at contract inception whether it satisfies the performance obligation over time or satisfies the performance obligation at a point of time. If an entity does not satisfy a performance obligation over time, the performance obligation is satisfied at a point in time. In this podcast, I will discuss the different requirements of satisfying performance at point of time or over time. Firstly, let's start with performance obligations satisfied over time. An entity transfers control of a good or service over time and therefore satisfies a performance obligation and recognizes revenue over time if one of the following criteria is met. 1. The customer simultaneously receives and consumes the benefits provided by the entity's performance as the entity performs. 2. The entity's performance creates or enhances an asset, for example, work in progress, that the customer controls as the asset is created or enhanced. Or 3. The entity's performance does not create an asset with an alternative use to the entity, and the entity has an enforceable right to payment for performance completed to date. An asset created by an entity's performance does not have an alternative use to an entity if the entity is either restricted contractually from readily directing the asset for another use during the creation or enhancement of the asset, or limited practically from readily directing the asset in its completed state for another use. The assessment of whether an asset has an alternative use to the entity is made at the inception of the contract. After contract inception, an entity shall not update the assessment of the alternative use of an asset unless the parties to the contract approve a contract modification that substantively changes the performance obligation. MFRS 15 has provided guidance for assessing whether an asset has an alternative use to an entity in the application guidance section of the standard. An entity shall also consider the terms of the contract as well as any laws that apply to the contract when evaluating whether it has an enforceable right to payment for performance completed to date. The right to payment for performance completed to date does not need to be a fixed amount. However, at all times throughout the duration of the contract, the entity must be entitled to an amount that at least compensates the entity for performance completed to date if the contract is terminated by the customer or another party for reasons other than the entity's failure to perform as promised. Again, the application guidance section of MFRS 15 provides guidance for assessing the existence and enforceability of a right to payment and whether an entity's right to payment would entitle the entity to be paid for its performance completed to date. Next, let's look at performance obligations satisfied at a point in time. If a performance obligation is not satisfied over time, as mentioned earlier, an entity satisfies the performance obligation at a point in time. To determine the point in time at which a customer obtains control of a promised asset and the entity satisfies a performance obligation, the entity shall consider the requirements for control as prescribed in MFRS 15. In addition, an entity shall consider indicators of the transfer of controls, which include but are not limited to the following. 1. The entity has a present right to payment for the asset. If a customer is presently obliged to pay for an asset, then that may indicate that the customer has obtained the ability to direct the use of and obtain substantially all of the remaining benefits from the asset in exchange. 2. The customer has legal right to the asset. Legal title may indicate which party to a contract has the ability to direct the use of and obtain substantially all of the remaining benefits from an asset or to restrict the access of other entities to those benefits. Therefore, the transfer of legal title of an asset may indicate that the customer has obtained control of the asset. 3. The entity has transferred physical possession of the asset. The customer's physical possession of an asset may indicate that the customer has the ability to direct the use of and obtain substantially all of the remaining benefits from the asset or to restrict the access of other entities to those benefits. 4. The customer has the significant risks and rewards of ownership of the asset. The transfer of the significant risks and rewards of ownership of an asset to the customer may indicate that the customer has obtained the ability to direct the use of and obtain substantially all of the remaining benefits from the asset. However, when evaluating the risk and rewards of ownership of a promised asset, an entity shall exclude any risk that give rise to a separate performance obligation in addition to the performance obligation to transfer the asset. 5. The customer has accepted the asset. The customer's acceptance of an asset may indicate that it has obtained the ability to direct the use of and obtain substantially all of the remaining benefits from the asset. Thank you.